marinateyourlife.com.
Welcome back, folks! Man, we're having fun today. This show goes by so fast when Kim and Potts are on the line together, and we love it. So, Kim, thank you again for joining us. Hot Mess Kim, good morning. How are you feeling?
Good morning. I'm good.
All right, so let's do this damn thing. Potts is on the line. Potts, you got me?
I'm here.
The lighting on you today is just profesh. AF. Oh, you look great.
It's just like this little desk lamp.
So I'm trying to get to the point of...
You can see those beautiful blue eyes of his.
It's good that you said that, because I want to tell you what every single eye color means.
Okay.
I have a list that says blue eyes mean you're this. Green eyes mean you're this. What do you think about that? It's coming.
Okay. I think that's all bullshit, but okay.
All right, well now I'm going to have to pivot.
We're pivoting to...
I'm pivoting to eye color.
We're pivoting?
Yeah, I am. I wasn't feeling
it. I can tell you what blue eyes mean.
What do they mean?
Blue eyes mean you're honest, kind, and beautiful people.
Blue eyes are said to be the most desirable. As babies, many of us were born in deep blue irises, but then they are quick to change within 2 weeks. So because of this, most people think of eternal youth whenever they see blue eyes. Kim, thoughts?
No.
What color eyes are you attracted to most in a guy?
In a guy?
Yeah. Or in a girl.
I don't really care that much about eye color.
Kim's like not in on it. What color are your eyes, Kim?
You know that that's a loaded question, Belly.
Oh, green? Don't you ask her that. They change.
This is a sensitive topic for me, guys.
Oh, is it?
Potts, do you know why?
I have no idea.
Kim?
For 10 years, I had colored contacts, and they were green. And when I had them, because I have hazel eyes, so when I put them in, they were like the greenest color you've ever seen in your entire life. And I passed it off that they were real because they looked real. So when all of you first met me, my eye color was fake. And then those contacts got discontinued, and I literally cried the day that I couldn't have them anymore.
Why did they get discontinued?
Yeah, what a mess. Why'd they get discontinued?
The brand that made them they had to update the contact technology. Like, they weren't FDA, or not FDA, whatever.
Putting stuff in your eyes that wasn't approved
anymore.
Yeah. That makes sense.
They said they didn't allow enough oxygen and they could damage your eyes. And I was like, I don't give a fuck. Give me my green contacts. But they don't make them anymore. For a long time, I had to buy them from Australia.
I was going to say, this would be the perfect time to relive one of my favorite Seinfeld episodes where
do it. I'll get into it. I'll do
what's
characters.
What's her name? Elaine was trying to find those dental dams.
Oh, right. My God. She bought all of them.
And she tried to buy as
the
many
sponge?
As possible.
The sponge.
And yes. And then finally, like, she can't find any more. And then they go over to that other girl's house. I think Jerry's dating at the time. And they open the closet, and it's just chock full of them, like, wall to wall.
That was the beginning of Spongeworthy.
I could just imagine having Kim, like, stop. She has, like, this closet just full of colored contact boxes. Because when they're going out of business.
What I hoarded my colored contacts. If my prescription had changed, I was like, I don't care. I'm going to see, like, shit, but I'll at least also have my green eyes.
And the best thing about it is if she was going to go out on a date, she had to decide, is this guy contact worthy?
Yep.
Kim, we got to let you go. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate you. We'll get you on next week, maybe. Do you have some time?
Yeah, I can probably make some time.
We hope so. We love having you. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
Bye, girl. Hey.
Later, hot mess.
She's the best. Okay, so, yes. I was curious if I can get to... So, what's happening to me? This is weird. I'm trying to get a yearly trip off the ground with my two best friends from childhood. Right? Mm-hmm. And so, like, to do that, you really got to, like...
I'd say bi-yearly is always a good way.
Bi-yearly is fine, but, like, I don't... do you guys have any, like, do you have any yearly trips on your books right now? Do you do that with any of your friends, Potts?
No, but it's funny you bring it up, because literally just yesterday, one of my best friends was saying, you know, we're like all having kids, which is so surreal. And he's like, oh, you know, next year, let's all go to get a house in Tahoe and like bring our kids and it'd be fun. And honestly, it sounds awesome. I mean, it sounds like such a great time to have like these people I've known for over 20 years and their kids and like meet. I mean, how crazy is it to have your high school buddies, your kids, now be friends?
Yeah,
how fun is that? And
it's like your Uncle Maddie to someone's kid out there.
Yeah, dude, your Uncle Maddie.
Yeah, but like the logistics of it sound like a fucking nightmare. And yeah.
That's what happens.
Chances of it actually happening probably are. I mean, the chances of us all having the schedule that meets up, it's like pretty and
no
much
one wants
zero.
To. No one wants to I schedule mean, honestly, that far in advance. Sometimes, like
that's how you have like, to. You have to.
But it's also really hard to.
But like people, especially with young children. You just like their mind goes to like, what is my kid going to be doing? Like, is it going to be going through? Like, is it just going to be starting to crawl and walk and everything like that? And do I can
it's
I handle
one
that?
One weekend
place?
That I'm asking for. And I want to preface this by saying my friends are all for it. They're not being like, no, I have kids, I can't do it. They're all for it. I just wanted to point out how much harder it is to make it happen than when you're in your mid 20s. Now, I guess that's obvious because there are kids involved, but. None of us have kids. Potts, you're about... I said to Belly, I was supposed to be out in L.A. still, like right now. I was supposed to be out there this week, and I didn't come. I shut all my trips down this month so I can get better and get back to who I am. But this is probably my last chance to see you before you're a father.
It definitely is.
I mean, you're going to be a dad next time I see you.
Maybe next week, like during the show, he's going to be like, gotta go.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a 90% chance that she's having the kid within the next 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what the doctor
said. That's amazing.
So
I guess the real point is like, I don't get it. And maybe this is why I'm single. Can you tell me in the social media lounge, you guys are all in my boat, but Potts is closest away from it. I don't get why you can't just take one weekend, man. Like I will be all for you. Like if I was in a relationship, I don't think I would be afraid. I don't know. I'm not in one and I don't have a kid. But I would like to think that it wouldn't be the end of the world for me to say, hey, sweetie, in 4 months, do you think it's cool if I take one weekend to go on my high school best friend's dude's trip? You can go. Right. I'll totally watch the kids for a weekend. If you want to take a weekend, like, I get it. This is important to me. Do you think we can make this work?
No, I think that's absolutely vital. I mean, my mom goes on trips every summer with her old high school friends. She started doing that about 5 years ago.
Do they do it every year?
And now they try and do it every year where they'll go down to North Carolina and go to the beach.
I want that.
But it's after a lot of stuff had been settled in their lives, where lives have calmed down, where their kids are out of school, their kids are taking care of themselves.
Oh, like, they're not doing this with five-year-olds.
Okay. They're not like leaving for a weekend with young children around the house. They're trying to focus on, they know how hard it is for one parent and two parents at a time doing it. One parent's even tougher.
Right. And I mean, on a Sunday, the three of us are kind of an extreme situation because the weekends for us are our work week.
You know,
I'm working at Marinade all week, but if I'm taking a weekend off, it could cost me up to $1,200, which is my entire month's rent.
You understand that very well.
You know, now I'm spending money. I'm not making money. I'm leaving my partner, you know, and we don't see each other. Like, she came home. Dude, this girl is waddling around. She's 9 months pregnant and she got home from work at 10:30 last night. She got home from work after midnight the night before. The girl is working and I'm like, are you fucking crazy? She comes home and I'm asleep within 30 minutes from the time she gets home. So we don't see each other. And the weekends during the day, I spend the day with her and at night I'm working. So like the weekends are not ideal for me to be taking off and going out of town.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen Silicon Valley? Potts.
Oh, yeah, I love that show.
Yeah, okay. So you know what she reminds me of is Lori Bream, the investor who gets pregnant just to prove to her coworker that she wouldn't miss a day in her pregnancy. Right. And she's walking around huge, 11 months pregnant, still working. Like, God bless her, man. I don't know how she's still going. But it's ridiculous.
Yeah, considering she's like a week away.
Dude,
yeah.
And she's only like, God, she's like not even 5 feet tall. She's the tiniest thing. We're just proud of her. We're excited for you. What are you worried? What are your thoughts right now? Can we get into the mindset of a new dad?
I mean, I probably should be, but like, I'm not. It's so funny. We just went to the police station this week to get, you have to get your car seats installed. I don't know if I mentioned this, but 98% of people install their car seats incorrectly. So the police station offers a service. You go in, it took 2 weeks to get this appointment. It took three police officers reading manuals and talking to each other to figure out how to properly install these two car seats in each of our cars. And then they show you how to do it. I mean, it's crazy. But I was looking at this and I was like, I can guarantee our parents did not go to a police station and figure out how to install these car seats.
Some of our parents rode in cars when they were kids that didn't have car seats at all.
My first car that I remember, my dad's white work van, no seat belts.
The oldest sibling, back in the 70s, the oldest sibling held the youngest baby.
Yeah, hold it down.
Dude, when I was in Thailand... they're literally holding babies on their like scooters running down the side of the street. No helmets, no nothing. I mean, we are, you know, a little bit hypersensitive, but again, when you're about to have your first kid and you realize you don't know what the fuck you're doing, you're going to take any advice you can get. So I'm
curious if we can maybe talk Potts through. I don't know if he knows what's coming. I'm worried about myself, and I want to get Belly's thoughts on this. Nice.
I've never even changed a diaper before.
Okay, you might want to try doing that on a watermelon. Do some of those.
I've done that.
Belly, you and I have free time, disposable free time.
Yeah.
Are you on?
I am
okay.
On.
I saw you.
I
didn't. Do you ever? No, it's my fault. Do you ever worry about giving it up? Like, getting into a position like Potts has not a lot of free time to start. So I don't feel like his world is about to get rocked because he's not used to a lot of free time. You know what I mean? I worry about myself and the ability to have a kid because I'm going to have to give up.
For me, no.
A lot of free time that I have grown very accustomed to.
All right. It's funny you say this because I was talking to a friend about this for a different reason the other day. For me, a kid, my mindset would totally change. I assume I can't really know, but I mean, being a father is something I've always wanted to be. And for me, when it comes to that commitment, I'm all in. Now when it comes to giving up independence, this is why I am terrible at dating right now, because anytime it gets close to me giving up my independence,
nope,
that's where I'm like,
I'm right there with you, buddy. I'm right there with you. I don't want to give it up.
But I will, Ben. I will.
You like to think that? I thought that at 30 when I was your age. I'm 34 now, almost 35.
No, I will.
It only gets harder.
Maybe it's just a matter of meeting the right person, though, too. Yeah. I mean, you know, sometimes you got to meet that person that knocks you on your ass, and you're like, oh, I will do whatever it takes to be with this person.
Yeah, exactly.
I do want that. I don't know that I've ever felt that. I mean, is there something wrong with me? Like,
you get anxiety. See,
I get anxiety.
I don't get anxiety about losing my independence. I am stubborn about it. I don't want to do it, but it's mostly out of my own selfish reasons. I understand that part of it.
Interesting.
I think you get a very anxious feeling of feeling entrapped and enclosed.
Jail.
Like jail.
Jail.
Like, my time is my time. When I lose that time, what am I going to do? And it starts to weigh on you.
Yeah. And I'm not going to lie. I think that's something that you should see a psychiatrist about, because I'm being dead serious and not like there's something there that has nothing to do with being in a relationship that I think you would want to work out, because it's probably really preventing you from a lot of joy. I mean, I used to see a psychiatrist and I'm probably going to do it again. I mean, it was really good for me. And I would go into a psychiatrist's office and be like, I have no idea what the fuck I'm going to talk about. An hour later, I would be exhausted from talking. And I would go in there with absolutely no agenda. It's, you know, don't poo-poo it, because it really does help.
I'm not poo-pooing psychiatry at all. Is that a word? Whatever.
Yeah, no.
But I didn't think you were going to take it there.
Because you are kind of a quirky dude, and there's nothing wrong with not settling. That's fine.
No,
but being too picky
is absolutely right. Like, you're getting anxiety and letting it like ruin your day.
Joy.
Potts, I think of it is, when I was in relationships, I was all in them. Like, I wasn't worried about my free time. I was thinking about us, and I was thinking, yes, I would do things on my own free time.
That's true.
But it was something that was communicated. I was fine in relation. When I'm in relationships, it's just as equally as fun and good.
You know what happens to me here? And I know we're coming up on it, but this is actually
I feel where like is we, therapy?
Well, I feel like we took 48
Excuse
minutes
me,
to find the topic of today's show.
How do you
get
feel?
Out of that voice? I'll mute you. Get out of here.
How do you feel?
Shut up.
Why do you feel so entrapped? By
oh my God! Next episode. Oh,
I hate
episode.
It. No,
get a psychiatrist
he hates
on.
That voice.
I hate
so much.
That voice. It
Using
makes me queasy.
This calm voice. I'm like,
if we could get a psychiatrist to sit and talk to Luch for an hour on the air, how amazing would that be? Yeah.
Might as well videotape his private session with a psychiatrist. Yes.
You know what's weird?
Yes.
I'm fucked up enough to say, great idea. Yeah. Let's do it.
Well, I mean, you could keep it kind of, you know, somewhat vanilla.
Potts,
you know,
I don't care. I come in here and I do. Potts. I do it on the air with you guys every week. I don't care how much you guys know.
Potts, like you said, when you went into psychiatrist, you didn't know what you were going in to talk about. That's very dangerous. Like, we could get Luch, like, saying some really real
right.
shit.
What do you like, think is living down deep dark below me? Guys, get out of here.
It's pretty crazy what you end up remembering, too. Like, yeah. from your things I never haven't thought about in literally decades.
I would say,
out,
well, no,
like,
I think it's I think that's a great point. And I'm not poo-pooing anybody going to see a shrink at all. That's I honestly, I think it's probably very helpful. I think it's great. It's always good to have somebody to talk to.
Miss Jess Jones says she's excited to change diapers.
Can't wait.
I can't wait for her to be here. She's, like, super pumped, by the way. It's pretty cool.
I know. All right. So, well, I guess what I was trying to, the point is, like, I wonder, because I go into relationships balls deep, man, and then something happens typically, and that's when I go and I have my moment. But I don't start that way. I've noticed that. Maybe let's think about that. I'll try to figure that out as we get into next week. But because I don't start that way. What, Belly? Go. What do you got?
Go.
I'm done.
Go.
What do you got?
Go.
I'm already done.
Go.
What's going on in the social media lounge?
She said that's not what I said.
What did she say? You take it away.
She said, I'm sure I'll be changing diapers, but I just wanted to sign her up for it.
Oh, yeah. She's definitely on the list. She's going to show me how to do it, hopefully.
How have you not changed a diaper yet, man?
I don't know. I mean.
You hang out with a lot of babies and not change diapers as
no,
well?
No, I've never changed a diaper, but I don't have one coming in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we went to baby class and stuff, but it's like you do it once on a fucking doll with there's no real like shit anywhere. Oh. So it's like,
how do you think he's going to feel when he first gets peed on or shit on?
He's going to run for the fucking hills.
I'm going to tape it.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're going to tape my shrink session, we're taping for your sure. first diaper change, please.
I am definitely going to do it.
Okay. Loud and clear. I love you guys. Well done. Belly, great job on the boards as always today. Potts, we got to go. Get us out of here.
That's all I got. Have a great weekend. See you guys next week. And you can kindly go fuck yourselves.
There he goes. Matty Potts from the Santa Monica newsroom. Quick on the trigger as per usual. Belly's going to timeout. I'm sending him to timeout. Social Media Lounge, you have completely raped him today.
This is what we need. We do need another camera for an outside penalty box.
I already thought about it. It's behind you, and it's the timeout corner.
Yeah.
Because if you go show them go to your camera. If we put you in the timeout corner, or whoever, you need to send me. If we do a timeout corner, it has to be whoever gets sent, no argument. You just go.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just
we're
go. Just
out of, we're out.
2 minutes. You're out. Time out.
We're going to figure this out. We're going to add another camera into this, and we're going to have a timeout studio that is specifically I owe like 15 minutes.
15 from today, from just making comments under your breath to the Social Media Lounge. Social Media Lounge, you have hijacked the show today, and I love you for it. Next time I get Belly as a co-host, you guys don't get Belly as a co-host. I get him as a co-host. Because he's one of the best in the land, and I appreciate everything he does for us. Right
Thank
here at
you.
TTR
Thank
Studios.
You.
It's been a fun one today. Belly, get us out of here, my man.
It's a Friday, folks. Go out there, have some fun, see the people you love, and be happy, because that's the way we love to live here at TTR Studios. Enjoy your weekend.
It is the float life. The happy life. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you on Tuesday for The Voice of One Wheel. We have a bonus edit to come out this weekend, so check that out at patreon.com/TTR Studios LLC. Make sure you sign up for early access so you can watch all our stuff on demand. The Voice of One Wheel is blowing up, and so are we. We're excited to do it alongside you guys. Thanks for your time. For everybody here at TTR Studios, this is Luch Dog in the Morning.